This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
They promised you, she promised you that she would get back to you when they had more information?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, I was begging them, please, please, I must know, I must know. And they just wanted to quiet me down. Oh, you poor thing, you. All I want to know is the truth. God, for God's sake, let my government tell me the truth.
Mrs. Smith, what could she do, should she do now?
Call me. I want to speak to her personally, and I want to be able to ask her what happened, and I want her to be able to tell me what happened. I don't believe she's got the guts to do that. As Madeleine Albright said, there's a special place in hell for people like her, and I hope she enjoys it there.
Wow, very powerful. Very powerful response from Patricia Smith, the mother of one of the Benghazi victims, Sean Smith, responding about Hillary Clinton's comments during the latest Democratic debate. Sean, of course, was killed in the attack at Benghazi, and Mrs. Smith believes that Clinton lied to her when the former Secretary of State claimed a video was responsible for the attack. She has, been on many TV shows, challenging the Secretary of State to be upfront about it. And when Secretary Clinton was confronted, with the question, did she tell Patricia Smith that it was about a video there when her son, and the four caskets were there? We all remember that dramatic footage when, the president and Mrs. Clinton were there, to receive the caskets, and she says that that indeed the secretary had told her that it was about a video. And not only that, I mean, the president and Ms. Clinton, again, repeated that it was about a video. They ran commercials, if you remember. They ran commercials in the Middle East. I think they spent about $70,000 on commercials, decrying the video and that it wasn't America's heart and sentiment and that sort of thing, to try to calm people. I mean, it's like what a facade, this whole situation. And of course, here we are, how many years later, and we still haven't gotten down to it. And I got to tell you, Shane, that I'm surprised as a result of not only the book 13 Hours, but certainly the follow up with the movie, that people aren't more outraged.
Yeah, asking more questions.
And because, I mean, look, I understand that, and you've heard me say many times, I mean, this has just become my mantra over the years, that in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And maybe that's why the secretary wants to keep it in the realm of opinion. Even though we have the Benghazi hearings and there's been some things brought out as a result of it. But, I don't know how much, and I have a lot of confidence in Trey Gowdy. I don't know how much Trey Gowdy can actually do to really get down to the nitty-gritty, because at some point, somebody has to admit that they messed up, and I still believe that there is a deeper hole to get to it with Benghazi. I don't think it was about the video. I don't, certainly not the video. I mean, you can set that aside. I think that's all fluff and that's all noise. I think there's something a lot more diabolical that really indicts this administration. I've said from day one, I sensed it was a gun running issue, and there's been some admission to that fact. But yet that, even that information, which to me I think is earth shattering, has kind of been, put down by the obituaries. Nobody really wants to talk about that sort of thing, but they did admit that there was some gun running going on. Well, hello, I think that's the reason for Benghazi in a bigger way. But whether or not we'll get down to the nitty-gritty of it, only time again will tell. Well, this is Bill Martinez. We're live at 4 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us, America.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life once.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that style?
Hey, we're back with you, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop us an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, a lot has been said about Donald Trump and his economic and trade policies. Kind of turned things upside down, which is what you expect from one Donald Trump. He is that bull in a china shop. But, you know, we need to take a pause here just a minute and look a little bit deeper into the policies and the cause and effect relationship. I mean, we already found out in California, you get a heavyweight guy coming in thinking he's going to push things around, and they go, whoa, 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 wait a minute here. There are things that have already are well established on the Beltway and baked into the cake, as they say, and into the system. And we need to stop and consider these things. And this is why we're fortunate to have Jordan Goodman with us. He's America's money answers man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Jordan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great to be with you, Bill, and it's a very tumultuous time, both economically and politically, with what's going on here.
And I think it's good. It's good that it's tumultuous. I mean, you know, it's getting people engaged in the conversation. People are voting that haven't voted in quite a while.
Correct.
And
correct.
Like it or not, the tent is being broadened out, at least on in one
the
party's
Republican
area.
Side, my understanding is Republican turnout's up like 80-90%.
Right.
Democratic turnout's actually down about 30%, so it's not being stimulated as much on the Democratic side as on the Republican side.
Well, you know, would that tell you that maybe the people think that the Republicans may have the answer, and they're kind of like crossing their fingers and say, oh, please, let it be you?
Well, both sides, the anti-establishment candidates are doing well. I mean, on the Republican side, at this point, clearly it's either going to be Trump or Cruz, with Trump being much more likely to be the nominee at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie Sanders is giving Hillary Clinton a real run for money. I mean, he beat her in Michigan the other day, which people were
right.
not expecting.
Exactly.
And I think it could go to the convention. Here could be a wild possibility, Bill. You could have two contested conventions. How about that?
I know. That's what we've been saying. Exactly, Jordan. I mean, you know, the Democrats are all touting like as if they got their act together. But, you know, they're splintered as well, aren't they?
Yeah, if neither of them go to the amount of delegates they need to win, the delegates are committed for the first vote, but after that, they're free to do whatever they want. So,
well,
not to mention that
only assumes that Hillary gets to the convention without being in an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah, that would not be help her campaign, I think, if the FBI put her away. Yeah, which,
yeah.
Anybody else who did what she did would have been put away long ago. You see what happened to David Petraeus.
Yes.
And he just had a little pillow talk. That put him away. Anybody else having done what she did with all these secrecy things wouldn't have lasted for one email, never mind hundreds if not thousands of them. You know.
Well, Jordan, let's talk practically
yes.
with what Donald Trump's having to say. I mean, he puts out a big banner headline out there that, hey, I'm going to straighten all the trade policies. But, I mean, you're talking decades of policy and development. How do you
yes.
turn that on a dime?
So what he's talking about doing is having punitive tariff barriers if the other countries don't do what he wants. Now, this is applying to Mexico, Japan, China, Canada, all kinds of different places. He's against the so-called TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is the 12 countries around the Pacific, which it took a long time to negotiate. President Obama's in favor of it, Trump is against it, and so is Clinton and Sanders, for that matter, too.
Yeah.
What you
that
want
was after
is,
she was for it, of course, you know, so.
Right. But, I mean, what you want in the world economy today is more trade, free trade, open trade, fair trade. You want more trade. And what's
exactly.
been happening is less trade, dramatically so. There's an index called the Baltic Dry Index, which shows you the cost of shipping stuff, cargo of various types. If you look at the chart, it's like watching a waterfall. It's just plunged to the lowest you've ever seen. There's just a lot less stuff being traded around the world. Now, oil, of course, is part of it, but everything else, copper, lumber, soybeans, copper, you know, all these different things, you name it, dramatically less trade going on right now. So if you added tariffs on top of that, it would dramatically reduce trade even more, which is not good for the world economy when what I think the trend going on is deflation. Prices are falling.
Exactly.
And when you have less trade, that is more deflationary. Now, it's bad for the U.S. It's particularly bad for the countries around the world that are very commodity-oriented. Australia, Canada, Chile, Brazil, South Africa, I could go on and on. They have really, really been hurt by falling commodity prices, particularly because of less demand from China. And therefore, those countries are all in a recession, including our neighbor, Canada.
Exactly. Well, Jordan, how do we address this in a smart sort of way?
So the way to address it is to get more trade going by opening up markets. Now, that's what the TPP does. And I think the TPP is a good idea. It took a very long time to negotiate these things. A lot of these countries made concessions they've never made before, particularly the Japanese opened their market to beef and various other things they've not opened it in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the best thing that's realistic out there now to open up trade more. America, and Trump particularly, has this kind of Fortress America view of the world. If we put up big tariff barriers, everything will be fine. It's like,
no.
It doesn't work that way, because these other countries will immediately retaliate with their own tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
We've been through this game before, Bill. It was called the Smoot-Hawley Law of the early 1930s. When the stock market crashed in 29, the economy was starting to go down, and the U.S. Congress said, we have to protect America. They used to call it Fortress America in those days.
Mm-hmm.
So the Smoot-Hawley tariff bill put up dramatic higher tariffs. All the other countries around the world immediately retaliated. That caused the depression, okay? This was not good. And this was at a time when the world was far less interdependent than it is today in the 1930s. So supposedly we learned our lesson, but I don't think Trump has learned it. And Sanders, the same thing. They're both just as protectionist in both of their ways.
Well, Jordan, help me understand. Did this also cause problems with Japan and, you know, brought us into World War II a little bit?
Yeah.
Did it contribute?
It absolutely did. We were a big importer of Japanese silk and all kinds of things, and that, you know, hurt them as well. And so they said they have to go out and get their own resources, and Germany as well. It was one of the things that caused the Depression. I mean, world trade is really important. Adam Smith, going all the way back to the Wealth of Nations, had the idea of what's called comparative advantage, meaning certain countries are going to be strong in other things and not strong in others.
Exactly.
And the natural way of the market is to give a comparative advantage, and the people that do well in a particular area are going to provide more of that. Now, the United States has a comparative disadvantage when it comes to manufactured goods because our labor costs are so high, labor and environmental regulations, labor regulations, and so on. So if you're running a factory, say you're running a television factory, okay, we haven't made a TV in the United States in 30 years, maybe more than that. When was the last time Zenith was here, you know?
Exactly.
And so they have a comparative advantage to produce TVs and other electronics in China, in Taiwan, in Japan, in Vietnam even.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get that back, no matter how many tariffs Trump puts them up. He talks about bringing the jobs back from China and Japan and Mexico. It sounds good. Not going to happen, folks, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm concerned about is the poisoning of the relationships with these other major trading partners, which brings down world trade, which makes the economy much worse. Mitt Romney specifically said, and he knows a lot about economics, that these trade policies would cause a recession in the United States, and I agree with that. I mean, we have major exporting industries, Boeing, all kinds of software, Apple Computer, Hewlett-Packard. We export coal, we export grains. You know, we export a lot of stuff. We import a lot of stuff, too. But you don't want to have that go down, because that really would hurt the world economy at a time when it's already extremely weak.
Well, we got to be careful in swallowing this populist message and consider, you know, out of that file, like we talk about, Jordan, unintended consequences that go.
Faith's leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back to the America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, it comes to me direct, bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Now coming to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon. in 270 plus markets across the country and around the world via shortwave. Well, we have a real honor for you today, a very special guest. Minka Kelly is with us. You might remember her from Friday Night Lights, a very accomplished actress. I mean, my goodness, I never talked to anybody that was voted the sexiest woman ever by Esquire magazine back in October. This is a first for me as well. Minka Kelly, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I had to bring that up. I mean, after all, I mean, even producer Shane goes, "Oh my gosh, she's gorgeous." I go, "Of course she is." You know, so you've had an incredible life, Minka. I mean, now as a well-established actress, but as a child, you were born in L.A. Your dad, of course, from Aerosmith fame, and your mom, a dancer, and you find your way to Albuquerque, New Mexico. You grew up there, and then you come back to L.A. not necessarily to be an actress, but just to kind of kind of see the world. So in your travels, you've had a great opportunity to address the topic that we're going to talk about right now, and that's the importance of finding the right neighborhood for your lifestyle, right?
Yes, absolutely. That's exactly right. That's why I'm so excited to team up with Truly on their campaign and celebrating the kickoff of home shopping season. And the fact that they're naming the best neighborhoods in America is so cool. And they're also debuting a new feature that makes it easy for anyone to find their perfect neighborhood.
Yeah, and that is so wise, you know, because we know information is power, and the information age we live in, why would we not know beforehand, you know, the kind of neighborhoods that we're considering and what makes for, you know, a good neighborhood, right?
Correct. Yes. It's really important to know where you're going to buy your home. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you got to know that, like you say, because here it is. It's still probably your number one investment that you're going to make in a lifetime. Not to mention the fact it's going to be where you raise your kids, the neighbors themselves, all those valuable things that reflect the future of your family and your own life as well, and even to the point of what you can contribute to that neighborhood and that community as well, right?
Yes, absolutely. You got it.
Well, yeah, so let me ask you, these days, let's go back. We talked a little bit about, about your career, but I know people want to know these days, with all your involvement, why are you involved in this particular project?
Well, it just made sense for me to get involved with them. I'm actually looking for a house right now, and I use Trulia. And so I think they heard that I was such a fan of theirs just because their website, compared to all the others, is just the easiest and most user-friendly for me. And I just love their format, and I'm just such a huge fan of theirs. And they've just made it really easy for me over the years. I've lived all over the country, and it's extra helpful when you're moving to a city that you've never been to. This really helps you sort of narrow down what neighborhood you want to live in. I mean, it helps you find dog parks, which is important to me because I have two dogs, or certain restaurants. I care very much about food, and this website just makes it so easy. So it was a no-brainer to team up with them. I was really happy to be their voice for the day.
I got to tell you, I wish I had known about it a couple of years ago. We moved out of Southern California and moved east, and we're in Florida. We were fortunate to find a very quiet and nice community here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and we love it. But boy, to have the advantage of what Trulia has to offer would have been a big help. And so I'm definitely making a note of this, Minka. And now you've helped me in a great way. So so what are the kind of things that you look for in a great neighborhood?
For me, I like to be a walking distance to, like, a good coffee shop or dog park, good restaurants. I just want to be, I like to be able to walk around and sort of I make sure I have sidewalks. I've lived in a place where there were no sidewalks, which was a mistake that I've made moving to certain neighborhoods, and that makes it very difficult to walk your dogs. And so along the way, you just sort of learn what you need in a home, and it's all just a learning process, and Trulia sort of helps you keep from making those sorts of mistakes.
Yeah, I always tell my children that experience defines preference, and you don't know until you know. I mean, we lived in Raleigh, North Carolina for a while. We loved it because of the walking. Just like you said, you could walk, you know, walk to shopping areas, coffee, you know, restaurants, that sort of thing. And it was a lovely place, and the people were very, very sweet. You know, for you, what are some of the best neighborhoods that you've lived in America, and why?
Gosh, I've lived in Austin for 4 years, which is probably one of my favorites. Just because everything is walking distance in Austin, and I
plus the music.
Everywhere.
Plus the music is awesome in Austin.
And the music, yeah. Mm-hmm. Every night after work, I would go and listen to live music, and it was just such a great community, and the people there are so wonderful. That's probably my favorite neighborhood I've ever lived in.
And you talk about food. Food in Austin, unbelievable. So you got the best of all worlds there. Plenty of walking. Music. I was exposed as I never heard about Zydeco music before until I went to Austin, and what a great expression of music, and was so much fun. So yeah, it's quite the potpourri of exposure and opportunities there in Austin. What about another favorite neighborhood that you've experienced along the way?
I love my hometown. I love all the different neighborhoods in Los Angeles. I love exploring Silver Lake on the east side. I also love Santa Monica for the farmers market. I love, there's so many different pockets in my city that I really love too.
Yeah, Los Angeles doesn't lack for anything, you know, that's for sure. That's you know, when we lived nearby, we lived in Orange County, you know, on the other side of the curtain, as they say. But I loved L.A. because of the variance, like you say, the food options, walking, you know, farmers markets there in Santa Monica. God, it's just so lovely. And we're not even talking about the, the boardwalks along the ocean and the views that you get there, right?
Correct. Yeah.
So when you go into an area, you know, as far as, you know, friends and neighbors and that sort of thing, you know, that's kind of the crowning jewel when you find a neighborhood, right, is the people that you finally choose to live around, right?
That's right.
Well, tell us about that.
About finding the people that live in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want a bunch of knuckleheads, you know, going in and bothering you. I mean, after all, you're the sexiest woman on the planet, so
you gotta be careful,
right?
That's not true.
Hey, Esquire said so, so it has to be true. So,
yeah. Oh, gosh.
We can't argue with Esquire. So.
That was a long... Yes, okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, it's important to be aware of your neighborhood and the people that live in it. But I guess you can't go knocking on people's doors, but at least truly, if you go to Trulia.com, they will tell you about all the crime or not that's in each neighborhood, which is really good and helpful in that regard.
Well, again, about Trulia, that's been such a great find, and for them to sponsor you and for you to partner with them to share with our audience and people around this country that it is a great resource. Again, remind people where they can go and take advantage of all this information that Trulia has put together, you know, to help us out and to find the right kind of fit and the right kind of neighborhood that you want for yourself and your family.
Yes, you can go to Trulia.com for all of that wonderful stuff.
Well, there it is, Trulia.com. Check it out. Minka Kelly has been with Minka. Thank you so much for, you know, dropping in and bringing us up to date. All the best in your future for you. And keep enjoying Los Angeles. Have those long walks with those two puppies of yours. The one thing about dogs, they never grow up. They always stay puppies, don't they?
That's right. My oldest one is 11 years old, and she's still very youthful, thank goodness.
Exactly. Well, all the best to you. Minka Kelly on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Minka.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the new phenup, I have lost over 12 pounds.
I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com. You lead, I follow. You handle my tomorrow. You're good, you know the way you got me tenderly. Yeah. You lead, I follow. Just ride the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on. It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we come at you in over 270 markets across these United States, around the world via shortwave on WWCR out of Nashville, Tennessee. And, of course, on your smartphone, just you can find us anywhere at BillMartinezLive.com, including. So great to have you with us. We're now coming to you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon. Coach Kevin Collins is with us, proprietor of CoachesRight.com. He's with us every week to give us his insight. And, Coach, we had reported that earlier that it looked like Dr. Ben Carson was going to support and throw his weight behind Donald Trump, and that is, in fact, official.
Well, that's very good news. It shows, once again, that Trump has broad appeal. Here is a low-keyed, cerebral guy who really wandered into the fray over his head, but there's never been any feeling that he was disingenuous, or not somebody who should be taken seriously. Plus, of course, as an African American, that even helps Trump more. So. Mm-hmm. The timing is perfect. Yeah. Here we go.
Give him his due. I mean, he was the one that busted down the walls of political correctness. He was the one that took on the president at his own prayer breakfast. And look at his story. you know, coming, you know, from a single mom and rising to the ranks that he has. I mean, his is a great American success story. And the guy's guilty of wanting to serve we the people. And I've said all along whether or not he was going to get the top job, and I you know, we knew right away that, you know, there was a lot more understanding. It's one thing to be a surgeon and an incredibly intelligent man as he is and to be able to see the problem, but it's another thing altogether to, you know, want to apply for the CEO, commander-in-chief of, you know, the number one economy in the world. But nonetheless, he is talented, to your point, gifted, and there should be a place for him in any administration.
Of course, with the implication being that that's exactly what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, pair this with the endorsement that the media would like to ignore from Charles Evers, the brother of the slain civil rights leader Medgar Evers, and you see that the media has a lot of work to do to ignore and smother the truth about Trump's support amongst African Americans.
Right. Well, his brand is so huge, Coach, they can't contain it. You know, they could kind of, you know, work with Barack Obama's brand because they created it and they led the way. You know, Donald Trump is his own man, and
yeah.
And his brand has been developed over the years. He's worked the media, and even when they try not to be complicit, they're complicit. I mean, they can't help themselves, right?
Sure. You know, there's a couple of quick items that I'd like to touch on about what happened this past Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I can make the case that in the Michigan Democrat primary, the big winner might have appeared to be Sanders, but mm-hmm. I think that a very big winner was Trump, because, incredibly, Sanders got 81% of the young voters,
mm-hmm.
81-19, and of course that's why the polls didn't work, because they didn't speak to the right people.
Exactly.
But look, young people have a history of not showing up, and when mm-hmm. the Democrats pull their shenanigans at their convention and give the nomination to Hillary Clinton anyway, it's going to validate what these young people think about
the
system.
They're going to disenfranchise all those number of voters. I mean,
exactly.
You know, don't even stay close to the exit doors. You're going to be run over.
Exactly, yeah. So Trump wins there. Also, the interesting thing, you being a California guy, mm-hmm. You know, there is such a thing in general elections as the wave that starts in the East because of the time difference.
Exactly.
And I remember reading a very interesting treatment of what happened in 2000 in California, and that had Republicans in California continued to vote the last 3 hours, mm-hmm. it would have forced the Secretary of State there to then start counting paper ballots and absentee ballots and military and things like that. And supposedly, George Bush had a very strong ground game there. So we saw this on Tuesday. The wave hit Hawaii.
Yes,
and in Hawaii,
exactly.
Both of the county chairmen, the Democrat and the Republicans, were astounded at the turnout. And, of course, Trump won.
You know, and to your point on that, in terms of turnout, Coach, this is the other number, and I thought this was the one you were going to talk about, and that is the number of people voting, you know, on the Republican side. And this, you know, to Trump's point, is you've got those Reagan Democrats, and I'd say not only Reagan Democrats, I'd say these other disenfranchised Democrats that say, look at, you know, we're not for the, you know, the Democratic platform. You know, we went with this, you know, for the last 8 years, you know, we thought this might be the way to go. But, you know, we don't even know this party. This party's been hijacked to the point that, are you kidding me? The number two guy running for office on the Democratic side is a socialist. You know,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're a round peg in a square hole here. So you talk about disenfranchisement, and those numbers are there. So, I mean, if Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the rest of the Democratic establishment aren't looking at those numbers, they're deluding themselves. And I'm sure somewhere in the corner of the back rooms, they're going, we've got trouble here in River City. I mean, because they're not idiots.
Sure. I mean, in my hometown of Staten Island, we had a Republican congressman who got himself into personal life problems, and as a result, he had to step down, and there was an open seat. It was won by a Democrat in 2008, and it was promptly taken back by the Republicans in 2010. And I can remember discussing it with friends and colleagues and saying, listen, I know that this guy, his name was McMahon, when he signed the papers to be a Democrat candidate for Congress, along with the same papers that nominated Barack Obama, he had no idea of what this guy was all about. I know that because Obama just didn't sell well on Staten Island. And this is what's happening here now. There are a lot of people that have Obama regret.
Right. And I think that's going to be the challenge, Coach, and maybe we'll pick it up in the next segment in terms of, you know, can there be that Trump effect? How deep can he go to be able to hold on to the Senate? Because the Senate right now is very precarious, and I'm sure a lot of these senators that are up for re-election are going, wow, can I side with Trump and be successful, or do I have to, you know, hold some sort of plausible deniability here and not lose my seat in the process? Because Mitch McConnell's leadership is hanging in the balance here, isn't it?
Absolutely. And he better be afraid.
Well, let's talk more about that when we come back. And there's so much more to discuss, whether it's Ohio with Kasich, Rubio's chance to be able to hold on to Florida. It's all coming up right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you for being a part of the solution, ladies and gentlemen. It's 19 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up with Coach Kevin Collins right after this.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Faith's leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I have maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10 Tuna Chew weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10 Tuna Chew could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, Well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Getting America back on track.
It's alive!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here live at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I thought we were going to play the Good Morning Joe clip. Were we not, Shane? Did I? Oh, for top of next. Okay, no wonder. Hey, just got a little ahead of myself. Thanks for putting in with Shane Parks holding down the fort and handling the big switches and levers for us. And I appreciate all that he and Scott Burdick have been doing as part of the Bill Martinez live team. Just about 13 minutes before the top of the hour, America, our conversation continues with Dr. Kevin Collins, who holds a doctoral degree in public admin, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, having served stateside during the Vietnam War, a retired New York City police officer, a member of the American Mensa and NYCPD Honor Legion. Coach, we were talking about the inevitability of one Donald Trump, and it seemed to be one of those attitudes and mood and kind of a mood swing, a tone swing, if I can say, to use Donald Trump's terms, with last night's debate. I think in the case of all four of the candidates, it was probably the most presidential that we've seen them when the four of them are together.
Yeah, his opening statement was very presidential and I think was right on the money, you know, appealing to his opponents and his enemies even to look at the big picture and look at the numbers that he was pulling in to the big tent that the Republicans have always said that they wanted but never really did. Mm-hmm. And now he's calling them on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I find it quite interesting because it even, you know, it's kind of like in churches across the country. You know, churches always say, oh, God, send us more people into our church, you know, the whole deal. And then the people complain because they have to give up the seat, their favorite seat they've had all these years.
And parking space outside.
I mean, are you kidding me? Come on, you know.
Right,
We're just a funny people, aren't we?
Yes. But, you know, as far as the Senate is concerned and how it's going to go, I think we can – it might be helpful to focus on Kirk in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's a guy that if any one of the other three were the nominee, wouldn't have the slightest chance. that Trump will win Illinois. It's not a lock, but at this point, but there's a good chance. So what does Kirk do? Does he, if Trump is the nominee, does Kirk fight Trump? Does he run against Trump while Trump is potentially winning his state? I don't think so. I think that enlightened self-interest will take over with the Senate, and McConnell is going to be left at the head of a very short parade.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, is that his leadership could be very short-lived, and especially with some of the statements he's made earlier. And I think that, you know, this is the disappointing thing that's going on right now, and hopefully we can get beyond that, you know, with what Romney's statements have been made, how the establishment, I mean, it's so funny how the establishment now is looking for a hole to hide in. Now, you know, the word is, well, whatever the establishment means, you know, Donald Trump says, and gave him kind of a get-out-of-jail card a little bit and took the limelight off him. He said, well, I don't even know who the establishment is, like it's some ethereal boogeyman of no consequence. But yet the establishment is what, you know, we've been fighting against for all this time, and the establishment has been that responsible group of people that have given us moderates that, you know, Phyllis Schlafly has been warning us about, that we want a distinct sound. We want a clear choice, not an echo.
Yeah, well, I can help Mr. Renfeld out on that. The establishment is that bunch of character-challenged people that met in the not-so-secret conference on the Georgia Sea Island.
Yes, right, in Georgia. Yeah, right, exactly.
It reminded me, Bill, of like Spectre in a James Bond movie, you know, where they're plotting to take over the world, and the only thing that stands between them and success is James Bond. So they have to plot to bring down James Bond. But, of course, in the end of the movie, it never works out that way, and I don't think it's going to work out in real life either.
Well, but it's been working out in real life, though, Coach. Look what's happened.
This time.
I mean, whether or not you want to admit it or not, there's been some people, you know, several hundred people that have been pulling the levers here and have taken control of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party the same way. And, you know, here it is. You know, what is the clear difference? And then you have a guy like Donald Trump who comes on the scenes turning the tables upside down. He's that bull in a china shop, and these guys are freaking out because they're losing their control big time. And what is that? How is that going to translate to them? And keep in mind that Donald Trump can only do so much. In the same way that, you know, a lot of people have these high aspirations about Barack Obama. He did some things, and I believe some very dangerous things for our country. But I pray that Donald Trump, when he gets into office, that he looks at what Newt Gingrich and I talked about probably about 8 months ago, and that is that low-lying fruit that you can affect very quickly and demonstrate that you're serious about it. And, you know, let's not get absolutely nuts here. Let's walk softly, carry a big stick, let your shadow carry the day in much the same way that it did for Ronald Reagan. You know, when Iran, who was holding our hostages, said, oh, yeah, the cowboy is going to be in place. We better, hey, open up the gates, let those hostages out of there, just by the mere significance of his shadow and presence here. And Donald Trump, I believe, has an opportunity to cast a similar shadow in this 21st century that could, you know, go a long way, Coach.
Well, has that shadow fallen onto the south side of the border with reports of people surging to get in now because they're afraid that Trump is going to get in and slam the doors? We've already seen that.
And it's going to happen, Coach. I believe it's going to happen, but I think there needs to be a very reasonable way. And I understand, you know, Vicente Fox gets carried away, and he's, you know, with his language and, you know, Trump back and forth. It's the art of the deal. It's about negotiating. And what happens is Trump's going to bring to the ballgame something heretofore, whether it's Vicente Fox, the rest of the Mexican government, other governments around the world, they're not used to, because they're used to having, you know, administrations practice the, you know, the lost art of appeasement. And it's lost. It was lost for a reason, and that is that it doesn't work. It doesn't win for the United States of America. And I believe that Trump will level out the playing field. He's going to find out in some cases that, you know, the job is a little bit more complicated, especially when we talk about trade. you know, there's certain things that you have to do with some finesse and aplomb. He's a smart enough guy. I think he's going to figure it out, and he's going to have some good people, hopefully, around him, a la, you know, Ronald Reagan, who, you know, I think Ronald Reagan's greatest claim as a leader was he picked good people that he could trust that could do the job, and he let them do their job.
Yeah, I make this point to people who tell me, well, he doesn't know about this, he doesn't know about that, he doesn't know about the other thing. And I ask them if they don't think that there's world-class wiring in Trump Plaza. Well, yes, of course. So do you think that Donald Trump himself did that? Do you think that he knows how it works?
Right.
No. Well, don't you think that the guy had the best possible workers to get that job done? And don't you think he'll do the same thing when it comes time to matters that are far, far more important? Of course he will.
Well, Coach, the other thing I want to talk about was something you'd written, and that was about the Democratic media real nervous, and now they're having to confront that the potential of a Clinton indictment. I mean, you know, she can use whatever word says it's a review. The FBI doesn't do reviews, as you know. We all know they investigate, and right. You know, and it looks like they're hard on the trail here to really get down to the nitty gritty. And right now, she can deflect, you know, but at some point, you know, there's got to be answers to these questions.
Yeah. Now, the latest report today is that there are two different grand juries looking into her. And, of course, I expect that Attorney General Lynch will put it back up and say no, but that's fine. Because I really would prefer to have Hillary Clinton tried in the court of public opinion where they can't put their finger on or their thumb on the scale and change the outcome. There's no appeal. People just see what they see and they know what they know. Mm-hmm. And this will not work well for her or the Democrats. And, you know, it's almost pathetic that you these push polls show her beating Trump by 12 points, whatever you want, 25 points, 86 points, whatever you want. It's nonsense because it's not real. It's not in a real-world construct. In the real world, Trump is going to campaign with Pat Smith, whose son was killed in Benghazi,
exactly.
And with people like Juanita Broderick, okay, and who was raped by Bill Clinton, and it's going to crush her. Going to crush her.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's a much, much more daunting than she realizes. I think the Democratic Party, you know, they probably think, well, Bill Clinton got away with it. You know, why shouldn't she this time around? Because they were surprised. They didn't think Bill Clinton was going to get away with what he got away with when he ran against George Bush, you know, and got his first administration. Well,
right.
That's a wrap for us, Coach. Thank you, Coach, for being with us. Coach Kevin Collins, go to his website, coachesright.com. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.